Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of unusual miracles and pleasant surprises. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. The Bible records how God worked unusual miracles through the hand of Paul. And in this season, God wants us to be proactive in asking Him anything that we need. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Hallelujah. You are welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. Big shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today, IFT. God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwar, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after this short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Beautiful song titled Sacrifice of Praise. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back, and here's God's word to us on the 20th day of the month of May 2024. Take your primary divine assignment seriously. Our theme scripture is from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance as our way of life. Lord, we are grateful for life, the gift of life. We thank you for your mercies that never fail us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking us up into this beautiful day. We're also grateful for your word for us today. Bless your word in our hearts today, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. The ultimate expectation of every believer is to make it to heaven when they die or when Jesus comes to rapture his bride. However, while you are still in this world, God expects you to be engaged in your primary assignment, which is the expansion of the kingdom of God. If you're a believer, please know that the primary reason God left you on earth after your new birth experience is for you to participate in the business of expanding his kingdom on earth. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 10, Jesus directed us to pray thus, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." God wants to come and set up his kingdom on earth so that everyone on earth will obey him as he is being obeyed in heaven. And that is the primary assignment of the believer. If you're not engaged in kingdom expansion activities, then you are not walking in the perfect will of God for your life. One of the ways to measure your level of spiritual influence is in your deliberate commitments to soul winning. Soul winning doesn't just involve preaching to somebody about Christ, and this is of utmost importance, but it also involves your commitment to travailing in prayer until Christ is fully formed in them. That is, you know, we can find that referenced in Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. This will show your level of sacrifice in the areas of prayer, giving, follow-up, and visitation towards ensuring that they stay in the faith and in the church to the end. Matthew 24, verse 13. This commitment will show in how you respond to the things of God, not necessarily because of yourself, but because you want to engage others to be committed to God and His work by presenting yourself as a kingdom role model. When your life and commitment to God and His work make other Christians become more committed to God, heaven automatically blesses you with your heart desires without even asking. When you deliberately do things in the house of God because you want to impact the lives of other people in the church, then you are setting yourself up for a life of commanded blessings. When you consistently make the work of God your personal responsibility without any soliciting, and you commit yourself to making things work in the house of God with a sincere heart, you will earn yourself a legacy of generational blessings. When you serve the Lord sincerely with all your heart, without expecting any human commendation or reward, it shows that you favor the righteous cause of God, and God will delight in your prosperity. Psalm 35, verse 27. So, be prepared to invest yourself consistently in the work of the kingdom without any iota of hypocrisy or eye service. When you make this your way of life, God will transform you into an enviable champion among your peers and associates. Don't allow the talks, criticisms, gossips, backbiting, body language, attitudes, negative actions, or suggestive reactions of anybody in the church or elsewhere to deter you or discourage you from your commitment to the work of God. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, Apostle Paul advised, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Don't be satisfied with just being born again and speaking with other tongues. Get involved in the work of kingdom expansion, especially winning souls for Christ. As you do this, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and your own life will assume a new dimension of growth to the glory of God. Amen. Shalom. Let's pray together. Say after me, believers. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for counting me worthy of being drafted into your kingdom workforce on earth. I receive grace to remain active, productive, and fruit-bearing in your vineyard. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the Scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine. Because my light has come, I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Dunsin Onyeka singing Breathe. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afunifu. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Father to joy, spirit to spirit, lighted by your word, and with your bread of life, that's how I come alive, that's how I change my world. Father to joy, from your spirit to my spirit, I am lighted by your word, and with your bread of life, that's how I come alive, that's how I change my world. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Say, Father to joy.
Father to child.
Father to child,
spirit to spirit,
light
in thy own word.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.